Tonight, we're going to talk about Dan Burrish. Bill Burns from UFO Magazine and I here at Coast to Coast have been talking about the possibility of getting Mr. Burrish to take a polygraph test. Bill, I believe that that would back up his story, don't you?
I think so, George. Good evening. Good to talk to you. Good to see you again. Yes, I do. We've heard the story. I mean, Linda Moulton Howe has done a fantastic job of following up on the story. Bill Hamilton has followed up on the story. And, of course, Ron Garner has followed up on the story. Ron is writing the article on Dan Burrish for this coming issue of UFO Magazine. And I think that his claims are... They're just fantastic. They're outrageous because they imply so much about the future of humanity. But are they true, and can he back them up? I don't know.
You are publishing a picture in your August-September issue of UFO Magazine of what Dan Burrish calls J-Rod, the alien, and we've got a picture of that alien that you supplied us on the coasttocoastam.com website right now, Bill. It's very difficult, I think, to accept the story. I mean, you go into it with an open mind. I mean, there are many who believe he indeed did work at Area 51, that he may still be a microbiologist. He's retired now. He's signed a deal with the government. He's out of it now. Linda Moulton Howe believes, and she sent me an email, and she would have been with us tonight, Bill, but her daughter is having surgery, and she's with her, and she should be. But she says that Dan Burrish negotiated a retirement deal with the government and would not be publicly available to anyone after June 8th, 2004. So she doesn't believe he's going to make himself available. If that's the case, is that where the story dies?
I don't think so, and I'll tell you why. Dan Burrish has disappeared before. He's a very enigmatic character. First of all, his story has been around since, I believe, the late 1980s. So this is not the first incarnation of the Dan Burrish.
No, I think even Art checked into him a long time ago.
He certainly did. And so the story's been around. Two, Dan Burrish himself seems to have been around in a lot of different incarnations. In Gulf War One, according to documents, according to some emails, Dan Burrish was involved in bio-warfare in Gulf War One. That surprised me. He came back. He was a probation officer for the state of Nevada. I don't know whether that was in Clark County, Las Vegas, but certainly the state of Nevada. And I have seen his diploma for probation officer training. Now, was that a job set up by the government? I don't know. Is Burrish his real name? That's another story. Supposedly, his real name is Crane, and he changed his name to Burrish because he remarried, and Burrish was the name of his stepdaughter, and he didn't want her to be embarrassed about the name. So that was how Danny Crane became Danny Burrish. Now, those are just some background issues. The big issue, obviously, is when asked to produce his Ph.D. from SUNY Stony Brook in New York, where is it? Nobody has it. So people want to know this, and so I thought it would be a good idea, you said it, to get a lie detector test.
And UFO Magazine will work hand-in-hand here with us at Coast to Coast and get this administered. Do you have anybody you'd like to recommend?
Well, yeah. Here's what we did. I asked Ron Garner about this, and I bounced the idea off Ron Garner last week and said, listen, this is such a fantastic story, and if you've seen the videotape of Dan Burrish, and we can go into that a little later if you want to, because that's where the story really is, how about going to one of the biggest, most important polygraph experts on the West Coast? And we were thinking of the School of Lie Detection down in San Diego as one place. And the person to administer some of the questions, I think, is probably Don Ecker, who is the director of research for UFO Magazine, who's an unbiased guy. But the thing about Don Ecker is that's his expertise. He was, I think, a police investigator who specialized in interrogating witnesses and getting at the truth. So I suggested to Don said I'd be happy to do it. I'd love to find out more about the story.
And he's very good at what he does. And I think he would be perfect to be able to conduct this, handle it, and let us all know via Coast to Coast and UFO Magazine just what is behind the Dan Burrish story. Bill, with Burrish, I mean, do we even know if the guy is real in that he says he's a microbiologist who worked at Area 51? I mean, do we know that?
No, we don't. I mean, we know he said that, and we know he's been videotaped on at least two, possibly three occasions saying this. We know that his mother, who's written her own book, by the way, about my son and the alien, we know that his mother has been given false information about her son being dead. It was announced on the radio that he was killed. But we just don't know for a fact whether he worked at Area 51 and whether he actually signed a peace treaty or was a part of a peace treaty deal with the aliens. Here's what we know. We know that he's been on videotape a number of times. And what bothered me about this and a lot was, why is somebody who supposedly is in mental communication, telepathic communication with J-Rod the alien, who's in this great dome where he's being observed by some of the heads of industry, this committee of the majority, why is he allowed to conduct ad hoc interviews with people who bring cameras along and ask them all kinds of questions about the future of the human race? And he just says exactly what's going to happen. And he seems to be able to get out on his own. He's got handlers that travel with him. Anybody who gives a secret code gets to meet him in some Las Vegas coffee shop. I really have a hard time with this.